This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Ruchem Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Chaf Hei. We're up to Sif Beis. Simen Kuf Chaf Hei, Sif Beis. Toiv L'Chavein Raglav. B'sha Sha'omer Kedusha M'Shelech Tzibor. It is good to put your feet together when you say Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibor. It's not required. It's good. It's good to. Now, how about by Shemoneh Esrei? Is it required by Shemoneh Esrei, or is that also only Toiv? So we said in Simen Tzadi Hei, Yechavin Raglav Ze Eitzel Ze Bekevan Ki'ilu Einam Ela Echad Lehidamo Yislam Alachem Dechsebehen V'raglem Regal Yishara. Now there also, it wasn't absolutely required, but Yeved, even if you're not Mechavin Raglav, you're still Yoytze. You're still Yoytze. Although there, it says you should do it. It doesn't say Toiv. Here, it sounds like it's just a good thing to do. It's just good. Let's see. Here he refers us to footnote 13. The Mishnah Berurah there says that since we say Kishem Shemakdi Shem Isai B'Shmei Maraim, therefore we're being medamet to Malachi Ashares, who also Ragleim Regel Yishara. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'tzarch lechavein b'yoyser b'kedusha l'kadesh es Hashem Yisparach. You have to be mechavein extra during kedusha to sanctify the name of Hashem. And this merit, Hashem will cause Kedusha to divava upon you from above. You should have kavana to mekayim the pasuk v'nekdashti. So in other words, when you're saying Kedusha, you're being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa v'nekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, which means since mitzvah tzrichos kavana, you know, there's a mitzvah to sanctify the name of Hashem, or be sanctified among the rest of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, you should have kavana to mekayim this inyan. In the Chafetz Chaim Sefer Torah Habayis, the Chafetz Chaim writes that according to the Zohar, you're actually mekayim the mitzvah of v'nekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Also in the Kuntres Marganisa Tava, that's printed in the back of the Avas Chesed, he also writes, you should be very careful when you say Kedusha. It's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Deber Hetiv brings this. Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur writes that you should have kavanah to Kadesh Hashem, and you should think, Harini Muchan Umezuman L'kayim Mitzvah Saseh Shel V'Nekdashti. The Stechemet asks that even according to those who hold that the Chi of Tefillah of Kadesh and Kedusha is Mejabanan, that's if you're not mekayim it, you're not called an oiver al divrei Torah. But when you are mekayim it, you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa v'nekdashti. So it comes out like this. What if somebody said Kedusha and they did not think they're having kavana to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of v'nekdashti? Then they don't get the mitzvah. Could you rely on the Chaye Adam's b'di'evid? What else are you doing? I don't know if you can, because what do you mean what else are you doing? You're saying the Seder HaTfilah. Kedusha is part of the Seder HaTfilah, but if you want to be Mekayim in the Mitzvah D'oraisa, you have to have it in mind. Which is good news, it's a good thing you heard about this today. Because if you would have heard about it tomorrow, then you wouldn't have gotten the Mitzvah of Kedusha tomorrow. At least now you could get the Mitzvah D'oraisa of Kedusha. Now, here's another thing. Reb Schwab says that when we say that Shabbos is Mikra Kodesh, or Yom Tov is Mikra Kodesh, it's designated for Kedusha. So what does that mean? That the holy days are holy convocations. What does it mean, Mikra Kodesh? That they are occasions that we dedicate ourselves to saying Kedusha in order to Mekadesh Shem Hashem. In other words, as important as Kedusha is on a regular day, to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of an ekdashi b'seich b'nei Yisrael, it's even more important on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because those days are mikra'ei kodesh. They're designated as days of saying kedusha. Okay, and that's l'chayra why there's a more elongated version of kedusha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because those days are dedicated to that objective. V'harizal hayamazir ma'orazah. The Ari was very zealous about having in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of an ekdash shebesech bnei Yisrael. Hanusach shemakdishim v'loy shemakdishin. It's kishem shem. It's nekadesh eshimcha ba'olam kishem shemakdishim with a mem, not makdishin. Gam yafrish k'tzas ben tevas shemakdishim l'sevas oisai. Kishem shemakdishim oisai shekosav achakach ukidal el b'simen samach aleph sivchaf aleph legabe kriyashema. Says Rama Haga v'yesh lisa ha'inayim lamarim. You should lift your eyes heavenward. B'sha sha'imrim kedusha. At the time that kedusha is said, v'chein minane'im gufan. You also shake your body, v'noisin oisim min aretz, and you lift it off the ground. Okay, so there are a few things you got to do. You have to lift up your eyes heavenward. Now, this is not something that I see people doing, and they should do it. It's very important. Everybody likes to jump. Some people, they jump so high, they literally hit the ceiling. But besides that, you also need to look heavenward. It says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Ki kasu b'shem Sefer HaCholos. It's written in the name of the Sefer HaCholos. Zeh Lashonei. Bruchim atem l'Hashem. Shamayim v'yardei merkava. Blessed are you to Hashem, heaven, and those who descend the Merkava. Im toimru v'sagidu levanai. If you tell my children, mashani oisa, what that which I do, b'shoshem akdishim, when they say kadosh, v'omrim kadosh, 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 v'lamdu oisam, and teach them, sheyu eineyam nesuos lamarim, that their eyes should be raised heavenward, leves tefilasam, to the house of their prayer, v'noisim atzmam lamala, and they raise themselves up, ki ein li hana ba'olam, there is no greater joy and pleasure in this world, ka'oisa shah, than that hour, she'ineyam nesuos be'enai, that their eyes are lifted up to my eyes, ve'enai be'eneyam, and my eyes to their eyes, ba'oisa shah, at that hour, at that time, ani oiches b'kisei kvoidi, I grab the throne of glory, b'dmus Yaakov, at the image of Yaakov, u'mechabka, I embrace it, u'menashka, I kiss it, u'mazker z'chusam, and I remember their merit, u'memaher ge'ulasam, and I hasten the redemption. Okay, so now when you lift up your, so if you want to give God nachas, if you ever wanted to give the Ribbono Shel Olam nachas, this is your best time. At the time of Kedusha, you raise your eyes heavenward. I know until now, maybe you just lifted yourself off the ground, but maybe you gave Hashem some nachas. You want to give Him full nachas, you got to raise your eyes up. Now, should your eyes be open or closed? It says, Meshabura, Dahainu Sheyu Sgurais, the eyes should be closed. Avaloi Beinayim Suchais, not open eyes. Ken Kosvataz, Aval Harbe Achreinim Cholkin Alza. Many Achreinim argue on this, Upasak HaMogin Gibarim Gemois Kamoisam. The Magen Giboyrim, Rav Mordechai Ze'ev Atinga. I'll tell you a story about him. Paskins like the Rav Mordechai Ze'ev Atinga, the Magen Paskins like most Achorim, that the eyes should be open. Maybe you could say that's mashma that in the Hechalos, that when their eye, it says when their eyes are raised heavenward, and there, Hashem says, I have no greater pleasure than that moment that their eyes are raised to my eyes. Nesuois be'enai, ve'enai, be'enehem. Is that mashma that the eyes are open, perhaps? Also, you shake yourself. V'chein mena'ane'im gufan. What does that mean? Hashla kasav shekabala b'yadoi, sheyarim gufoi v'akevoi lamala bevaruch v'yimloich. K'may b'kadosh. So, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. It doesn't say you should raise yourself three times. Maybe we'll see more tomorrow. But it definitely, you should raise yourself at least one time. And the Shlach says he has a Kabbalah that you should raise your body and your heels when you say Baruch and Yimloich, like by Kaddish, like by Kadosh. Okay, we'll pick it up here tomorrow. Bezus Hashem. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.